Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to Eye on Houston. My name is Nick Russo from 100.3 The Bull. Catch me every afternoon from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. on The Bull, playing your favorite country music. Today, we're talking to Stephen Ives, president and CEO of The Y, to talk about 5 days of action and why it's so important and how you can be a part of it and help to protect our children. Stephen, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for shining a light on this issue. It's an important one.
It really is. And before we really talk about 5 days of action and the week coming up and why it's so important, I'd like to talk to a little bit about yourself. How long have you been the president and CEO of The Y? And was this a position that you've always aspired to be in?
I have been at the Houston Y for 5 years, but I've been a CEO of YMCAs for over 30 years. And yes, it's something I aspired to and I'm very much enjoying being part of.
Now, the Y, better known as YMCA, has been a fundamental block of communities for how long now? Because I feel like I know I've known it my entire life.
The Y in Houston has been here from
1886.
Yes.
Man, that's incredible. I definitely need to do some a little more history diving to find out more about that. That's incredible. I didn't realize it'd been over 100 years, almost 140 years now. Is that how long that is? 1886?
If the math is correct, there you go.
That's incredible. So as a beacon of encouragement for youth, fitness, and all the things, it makes total sense why the Y would step in and play such a huge role in protecting our children. Can you tell me about 5 days of action, how this movement came about?
Well, actually, I was part of the original group of CEOs that dove into this issue and really took it seriously maybe 10 or 15 years ago, recognizing that we have an important job to do, which is to protect children and also protect the future of the Y's work and its ability to do this work. We got very active in external communication about what it takes to protect children. So we have great policies inside our YMCA. We can have background screening. We can supervise our staff. But it takes a whole community to truly protect children. And so the idea of 5 days of action is to go beyond our walls and engage more adults in the community, become stewards of children, people who know the signs, pay attention and see the signs, and take action when they see signs of potential abuse with children.
Is that where the phrase know, see, and respond comes from?
Exactly. And it's a theory called the nudge. When you have a phrase that people can remember and it just nudges them to remind them of their responsibility, we use it on our shirt for many of our staff in the summer, part of our training, where we remind people to know, see, and respond.
What are some of the steps that the Y takes to prevent child abuse year-round?
Certainly our training of our staff and our volunteers is pretty rigorous and thorough, I would say, in terms of helping people understand the behaviors. I'll call it grooming behavior, all right? So an adult who is planning to or preparing to take advantage of a child, there's certain things that they will do to begin to get in the good graces of the child and get the confidence of parents. And we go upstream and focus on those behaviors just being unacceptable. Being alone with a child, for instance, giving special presents or prizes to children. These are behaviors that people who wish to gain access to children utilize. And while they may, you know, may cause someone who's well-intended to not be able to give gifts to children, we've just learned a lot over the years about how perpetrators operate, and we can provide a much safer environment for young people if we stop people there.
Wow, that's some really valuable information just for anybody who's listening that has children and maybe has even recognized or seen sort of behavior that kind of reflects what you just mentioned, you know, gifts from someone for some odd reason or no reason at all, or whatever that might be.
Excuses are reasons to be alone with children. And I tell my friends that, you know, I never do any harm to any of your children, but don't let me drive them alone. That's a bad practice. We teach our children to look both ways before they cross the road. These are simple and straightforward, I'd say, rules of engagement that if more people practice them, fewer opportunities would be there for people who wish to go harm the children.
And I would compound on that and say that that's just a blanket practice, and it's not a personal thing against any one individual as much as it is just a practice that protects your child, because you never engage in letting them go alone with adults for whatever reason.
Exactly. And it's hard when you're busy and you trust the coach or the babysitter or whoever it might be, and you need the help. It's hard not to let that happen, but it's we make our kids put their seatbelts on and make them look both ways before they cross the road. I put it in a very simple category.
This is really valuable information. We're on with Stephen Ives, president and CEO of The Y. He's worked here in Houston at The Y. And correct me if I'm wrong, you also work on the broader scale with the entire organization, not just the Houston branch?
My primary responsibility is CEO of the Houston YMCA. We're part of a larger federation of Ys across the country. There's 2,600 YMCA facilities that we're part of, which is called the YMCA of the USA. I've been part of a group called Champions of Children, that is a group of CEOs in that network, entirely focused on creating safer spaces and accreditation, training, and activities, including the 5 days of action sponsored by that group, to shine a light and take this issue out of the darkness.
Well, we really appreciate all that you're doing to help protect our children, and that's what we're talking about today on Eye on Houston, is the 5 days of action and why it's so important. Now, is the 5 days of action, while these are all tips and resources and ways to protect our children, we're kind of highlighting them during this week. Is that correct, April 15th through a certain time?
April 15th to the 19th. And the way the program works, or the initiative works, is each day there's a different action or activity that we'll be taking. We'll be doing some things to highlight this issue amongst in our community, on our social media, et cetera. And the idea is that it gets amplified because we have 600 or 700 YMCAs across the country doing the same thing, as well as some other partner organizations doing the same sort of things during those 5 days.
And so this is a way that nationally we're all going to get together and help to protect our children by passing on tips and resources and best practices. And this is going to be something that happens at the Y, or is there going to be digital assets too where people can go online or experience this?
Both and. In person at the Y's, but most of it's external.
And so what's the best way to contact, or I should say, what's the best way for the community to participate?
Pay attention to our local social media, ymcahouston.org. Where we'll have, you know, a way to link in and just if you Google or request 5 days of action, you can find lots of information about it.
And so I'm assuming there's going to be events happening at the Y that families can participate in, or is that how this works?
It's less about events and more about highlights. Each year the curriculum is a little different. We have experts in the field that helped design this for us. An organization called Darkness to Light has been actively involved, as well as another organization called Presidium that have been helping us develop the curriculum. So we'll have a little different activity, or most of it being in the social media.
So thank you for clarifying that. So I really see this as the Y stepping in front of as many people as possible to culminate in concepts for families to protect their children. And you really just want people to be aware of these sort of resources or tips, because by spreading that awareness, you're helping to fight against it.
Yeah, I think every adult who learns so that they can know the signs and becomes alert and then responsive, in that no-see-respond concept, the better we are going to be as a society and as a community in creating a safe space for children.
Totally. And, even more so, the YMCA having such a long, long history of dealing with youth and taking that initiative to, scout out the characteristics, if you will, or the tendencies or the ways to, things to look for to prevent. I mean, we have to tip our hat to you guys for taking that initiative as well. That's really awesome. Thank you for doing that for our kids.
Well, we're just leveraging our brand and our capabilities. There are so many others that are deep in this work and are experts in it. I named a couple of them. And I think a coalition across the country that is working hard at making sure that all not-for-profit organizations, for one, but also communities and schools and parents are becoming stewards of children.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Again, we're on with Stephen Ives, president and CEO of the Y. This is Ion Houston, our community show where we highlight great organizations doing great things for the community. And the Y is doing something really great for a community and helping to protect our children with 5 days of action. Now, Stephen, before I let you go, I wanted to go over one more time a couple of the facts, tips, and resources that the Y provides to prevent child abuse. Also, you called it the nudge, no, see, and respond. Can you go over a couple of those things for me again, please?
Sure. The idea of the nudge, this phrase, no, see, respond, is a reminder that's our responsibility to know the signs and know the facts. So do our research, and there are tools available through Darkness to Light and on our website, ymcahouston.org, around the 5 days of action. But knowing the signs, seeing, being able to pay attention and be aware. It's awfully easy to go through our life distracted. But being aware of what's going on with the children around us and in our neighborhood, and then also being responsive. So the idea of the nudge is we just keep reminding ourselves of our responsibility to know, see, and respond. And then the 5 days of action will be an emphasis, a focus, will be a little different each day on things to bring awareness to the issue of child sexual abuse in particular. And so if you think about 1 in 10 children experience sexual abuse before turning 18, that's an important thing for us to continue to work hard at to make that number a lot less over time. Child sexual abuse does a great deal of damage to young people's minds and spirits and can be a lifetime that people have to work hard at overcoming the setback that that creates for them. And so if we can help fewer children to have to experience that or be struck with experiencing that kind of abuse, we can certainly make a difference in the lives of young people across our community. So ymcahouston.org is our website. We also have on our Facebook and Instagram at ymcahouston. We'll have information up through the whole week of April 15th to 19th. We celebrate and highlight the 5 days of action.
Thank you so much, Stephen, for taking the time to chat with us today on Ion Houston. And thank you for all you do to protect our children at the Y.
And thank you for the opportunity to tell the story and engage more adults in our community.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.